you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I'll probably come out the jacket a little bit.
Run it back, nigga. We in here working because we work. All I do is work. Fuck everything else. Tempur-Pedic mattress, nigga. What?
That all gets recorded.
We back to... Oh,
sorry. No need for
that's
pause.
That's just how it comes on now. It's just you singing.
We need to work, motherfucker.
I mean, to just have... To be so engrossed in media and not understand how many things work.
I don't understand. I don't know shit about this.
I don't understand how you have not been caught by a hot mic yet.
Oh, a hot mic? Probably.
He has. It just hasn't come out yet. He's that's not big enough.
That's I know, right?
I like being on this low radar. Right?
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Splendiferous.
Splendiferous.
I'm going to get you two to sit closer together for the cameras.
Oh, that's
another
cute.
Splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies.
Where's my Christmas music at, Natalie? Come on, man. It's the holiday season. I'm trying to stay festive.
Yeah.
Hey. Little Christmas music. Happy holidays, if that's still going on, man. You know what? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep it holiday season all the way until February. I'm going to be like a white girl who doesn't take down her tree.
Okay.
Until the spring.
Okay, post-Ebenezer. Yeah. I like that. After Ebenezer had that, when he had that reckoning.
No,
he was like, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to start kissing little black kids on
the face. I'm doing this in the honor of my deceased friend, the great Chris Cotton. That nigga used to leave his Christmas decorations up till July, my nigga.
Shout out to my nigga Chris Cotton. Rest in peace. Chris Cotton. Them lights out too, got hot.
That nigga, his lights would be melting on
melted
the fence.
Lights. Got green shit. You got plastic from the wire case.
Hey,
the
he was,
sun done popped the
bulbs. He was always up here
bulbs.
In New York. He ain't had no time to take them shits down, man. I'm enjoying Christmas. Welcome, everybody, to another Splendiferous. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
Man, we got a great one for you here, man. You know. We didn't say on the last one, I guess. I mean, I'm sure the people have figured out by now.
What's that?
Black Ass is done.
Oh, Black Ass is done?
Well, we're taking a hiatus. What? It's not done, what? Done. But it's done. Taking a hiatus, man.
What? Damn.
Well, it's hard to keep it going. We're on the road a lot.
On the road a lot.
So when we're on the road, booking guest hosts, booking a tough lineup, and making sure the ticket sales are still where they need to be when they're not, like, they're coming to see us, but we're not there.
Right.
Got you.
And that's happening too many consecutive weeks in a row. Where,
so you're saying you're getting too famous to do your own show is what's happening. Basically, that's what it sounds like to me.
It's not a fame thing, but
was that a light plug? High five, nigga.
But did you hear it?
High five?
I didn't get a high five. My bad.
You're going to leave me here?
I wasn't looking. I wasn't looking. Okay, you know what? Yeah.
Should we tell them that Black Ass is done?
Yeah, we are too famous.
We are not doing it anymore.
We are too famous.
It's getting hard to be on the road and do that peasantry.
I want to know if I can live with what I know and only that.
Yeah, we look like the Tate Brothers right now.
That's a fact.
The guys that give men values and all the women think they hate women and all that shit.
I was talking to a dude on the phone who was telling me, like, yo, you starting to sound like that dude now, man. Like, hey, I got some convictions going on, man. Well, let's introduce our guest, Derek.
Introduce the guest, Derek. All right, these my homies from fucking Connecticut. My boy Damien, my boy Brandon.
Hold on. Because he's going to get mad if you don't do it right. He's not from Connecticut.
I could never live in Connecticut.
Where are you from?
You from the Bronx.
Oh, you from the Bronx.
For the BX.
All right, so Connecticut, ain't it?
Yeah, do it.
Nah, hell no.
That's damn near Connecticut.
That's South Connecticut.
Bronx is far and that's as
South,
fuck, man.
And that's
hell
South Connecticut.
No, don't
it's
do that.
It's a two-hour drive.
That's a 30-hour drive to Connecticut from the Bronx.
30-hour. I thought the Bronx was just the beach of Connecticut.
Hell no. That's just because the Bronx found some northwestern part of New York that is also very far.
There we go.
So
my boy Damien Esperanza from Connecticut.
Why are we gonna change my name?
You gotta have a Spanish name.
And my boy Brandon. Your last name.
You know what
Reeves.
Brandon Reeves. I know I met you around the Spanish group. There's a Spanish influx.
There's a new group. There's a new category I've been throwing around.
Migrate right now.
Chilenos y los Dinos.
I sound like Donald Trump right now, but OD. There is
OD.
A...
OD. You try to keep us out.
You see it, right? Yeah. I met you in the Spanish area neighborhood in the barrio.
You were.
Hey,
you were with them.
The barrio with the Spaniards.
Illegally immigrated into their show. I got it.
Listen, man. Listen. Because you know how it is, though. When you see like a bunch of people, you just assume... Because the sad part about all the Spanish people, they not all the same kind of Spanish.
That's true.
And that should be fucking me up. I'm like, well,
I get that. Not everybody gets that.
What?
There's different Spanish. You don't. Not everybody.
But what I'm saying is that they be hanging out together, just be ready
y'all
to group them
out.
All. Like, all right, I'll put it to you like this. This might sound weird. I don't hang out with Caribbean people. Because I ain't Caribbean. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
But it's
different blacks, though.
Right.
There are different blacks.
Let me ask the non-black person. Is there hierarchies? Because in the Spanish community, there's hierarchies of Spanish. Like Spain, they...
I don't acknowledge that
kind of
shit.
Words are we,
what I'm the, at the top. That's the way I look at it. I was here first. I was a slave. I earned my right to
talk. That's the hierarchy right there.
That's the hierarchy.
They don't believe that.
That's the hierarchy right there.
That's the hierarchy right there.
Remember that shit?
We can solve that with some Clippers, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
that's
see,
West Coast.
We'll see where
right
that
there.
Hierarchy gets you in your 40s.
Fuck you! Don't you do that to me. I'm gonna try to keep my hair. Fuck
ain't
you,
nothing
man.
Worse
ain't
than
nothing,
a light skin.
Ain't nothing, wrong.
Ain't nothing worse than somebody with the curly hair and they go away when they get older.
Or the hairline start receding with the curls still.
But they still hold on to it. They all start looking like Bert. Remember Bert? They look like Ernie and Bert. They got that little fine felt on the top right there.
The head of all Derek's power comes from, and when it's gone,
the sunroof.
Done. And my head is small too.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, I got a small head.
Oh, physically small.
Under my hair.
Okay.
It's just a small head.
I got you.
Oh, metaphorically?
Yeah.
Oh, my head bigger than this goddamn room.
See, here we go. See, you see that? Oh, my head's bigger than the whole room.
I got Easter Island head, nigga. I'm a Stonehenge head, nigga.
So we all here shooting them off. Let's do plugs real fast, because I can tell this is going to be another fun one. This is going to be another barn burner. Natalie, can I get some Christmas plugs?
Let's do this now.
I'm staying in the Christmas spirit. All right,
ready to go.
Damian, Brandon, what do you guys got coming up, man? Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you online. And what you got coming up.
Facts. Yo, Instagram. If you got Instagram, you can follow me, man. That's KingB_Reeves.
Very funny, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And you can follow me on Facebook, Brandon C. Reeves.
Same here, man. Find me on Instagram at Damien, D-A-M-I-E-N, S-Comedy. And on Facebook, it's Damien Speranza, S-P-E-R-A-N-Z-A. Even though Derek gets my fucking name wrong.
Esperanza,
oh, sorry.
Esperanza,
I'm not supposed to be cursing on this, right? You're trying to make money on this. My bad.
No, we good. All right. Bro, this is your plug.
And then, I don't know when this is going to come out, but we're doing the NJ Pack Theater.
Yeah, the NJ Pack, December 23rd.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Brothers
nice.
Working. Yeah.
And then
we got City Winery comes.
Yeah, we got
Winery, right?
Brandon
winery.
And I got Riri. Yeah, they reached out to us.
Winery.
I know you, act like you don't drink wine. You bougie.
I love wine. You shitting me? Swirl the cup and all of that shit. Niggas talk like these.
Yeah, City Winery. We started it. We're going to be starting a new show at City Winery. City Winery be once a month starting in February.
Okay,
so
that's good. Moving up. Winery.
Winery.
I want y'all to figure out how to say it. I want y'all to be able to
say my last name. I don't care about what. Say my last
Esperanza?
Name.
Esperanza?
So you keep adding the E and taking
Speranzi.
It. Speranza.
Oh, Speranza. Wait a minute. Empanada. Empanada.
He's just naming all Spanish food.
Pio.
Are those gonna
come? That's Italian, though, right? Speranza's Italian.
If you add the E, And then we're doing Levity Live in
January.
January. 12th to the 15th.
Yep.
Oh, that bro, man. I love that.
Definitely.
Alright, Derek, what else we got going on, man? Natalie, can you pull up the
things
link tree? Anything you want to plug?
Oh yeah. Look out for Bupkis next year, April. Look out for Wrath of Becky on Hulu next year. And look out for Blue Bloods. I'm about to do a third episode that's coming out next year. So next year is gonna be popping.
Fire.
And this is the last thing I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna lie, but nigga, I've been on TV every year since 2015.
Okay.
I did the calculation. I've actually been on TV every year since 2015.
Yeah. There we go.
Y'all niggas want to talk about consistency anyway.
Hey. All right. This is why they can't do black ass no more. You see that? It's that attitude.
Y'all motherfuckers want to talk about.
Y'all not do that no more because y'all don't want to. It's the attitude.
Hey, man.
No one knows you. Who are you? And I'm on 95,000 TV shows.
Right,
Nobody gives a fuck. It's
hey, man.
It's poetry.
Great shit, man. Check out The Process, available on my YouTube channel. But live show dates, a few chances to see. I think we've already done Albany now. New Year's Eve, Minneapolis, House of Comedy. Come check us out the 29th and the 31st. January 6th and the 7th, Atlantic City, Borgata Casino and Hotel. The 28th, Emos Theater in Allentown.
Emos Allentown.
February 11th, Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And February 25th.
This Houston show I'm getting excited for.
Houston,
I never been to Houston.
The Secret Group Houston, in Houston, love Houston is bro. Fucking amazing.
Wait,
man.
Where are they going in Houston?
Secret Group.
Houston. Yeah, fire, man. Bro.
Okay. All of those tickets fire. Are available, so you can click that link in the bio.
The thick
follow
girls.
The link tree thick and girls. Buy oh, tickets yeah. now, yeah. please.
That barbecue.
Buy tickets now. In advance, too, man. Get the tickets in advance. Stop waiting. Stop waiting.
Homemade barbecue.
At yeah, that. Yeah.
Oh, why?
Yeah, you killed the music. Were you, yeah. you big in the barbecue?
Barbecue? Yo, Houston, he made me go. Shit was fire.
Don't put it on me.
No, it was good. It was.
I'm always hungry.
Don't put it on me.
We can tell you eat, brother. Don't try to put it on me.
He made me go.
I'll tell you what, though. The club that we did, it was not. That was not great.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I want to say the name, but they.
Nah, I ain't gonna do
it. What happened down there? What happened?
Yo, what happened?
Oh, my God.
What happened, Papa?
Hey.
What happened, Papa?
Papi over there, it's no good. They
better the money.
They money down there, it's no.
So we were there for two shows the first night. And, you know, we was hungry. You see me, I got to eat.
Mm.
So we ate at the club, whatever. We're hanging out. After the second show, they gave us a bill.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch out for
and
that.
I'm like, yeah, but we're here, we're working, and there's nowhere to go eat out in that spot. And he's like, no. And then they were funny with the money at the end of the weekend.
Yeah,
it was crazy. It was not good.
Don't let the booker feed you until you get the money.
They'll try to feed you
with the chicken.
Yeah, hey, you drink?
They'll try to pay you with the drinks. Watch that shit.
Yeah. Hey, you drink yet?
They got us.
I don't drink, brother.
Yeah, they be like, oh.
I don't drink.
When you get out, it's funny thing is, as you get out on into the world, everybody does that. Like, when I first started in Philly, oddly enough, it was only black promoters that was doing that. White promoters, you get the white promoters, they got an envelope with your name on it. It's sealed. Yep. It was there at the beginning.
Like, they do a nice drawing of your name on the envelope.
A lot of black shows, they're trying to make your money at the door.
Facts.
We got to pay this comic tonight. Facts. Y'all motherfuckers need to.
But I didn't think it was like that with the clubs, though. Like, the clubs I thought was like.
Yes, bro. Yes.
Black on clubs.
Well, because. And the crazy thing is, like, you know. People will start running like that when it's low. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just like, I mean, even a lot of the underhanded shit that I learned how to do, like, in the world, I didn't learn how to do from people who was up. You know what I mean? Gotcha. As soon as I was sitting there with the, I don't know what to do. Real nigga was like, come here, let me show you. You just do a little blah, 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 blah. You're like, oh, word.
And now
your morals are all fucked up.
here come a wild analogy. You put a rat in a bucket and light the top of the bucket where you think the rat gonna go. It's gonna dig down. Dig under and come out the other side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that used to be punishment. Analogy. They used to do that shit.
I've heard that before.
They would put rats.
We ain't gonna die tonight.
Narco shit. To your stomach, right? They would take the ball to your stomach.
That was on one of them Fast and Furious.
The one before he died.
The one, like, I saw it happen. My man taped the
rat. I don't know shit like that.
Do y'all remember seeing the Fast and Furious, the last one that Paul Walker was in?
Yeah,
you remember
seeing
he was in that one, right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. I remember that.
That was the one he was in, right?
Stunt double. He does that because he wants to laugh and flex his dimples. That's what he's trying to do right now. He's flexing his dimples.
It's the angle. Dark
skin Mace over here. I like it.
Tell me what you want.
You know I just be saying that to get you mad.
We meeting fans after the show and stuff. He just be smiling at people, showing his cheek. I don't need that.
I don't even answer questions. Yo, you were funny.
That's funny.
Called him Fat Groot.
Yeah. So y'all, that's funny. So y'all still like in the competition era and the competition phase? Like, do y'all compete for like attention after the show? Like,
absolutely.
It's funny.
You ain't gonna get more love than me, nigga. Watch out. I'm standing by the door. Yeah, okay. Get home safe.
Yeah.
Get home safe, all right?
Are you doing the whole thing? You shaking the girl hand real slow?
Yeah.
Thank y'all for coming out.
And then
you drag off.
Come on, man.
You drag off when you hold a girl hand. Thank you and drag off.
That's Disney shit. I learned that from Aladdin.
Hold the eye contact.
Aladdin did that to Jasmine. I was like, I'm doing it. I gotta do that.
That's hilarious.
The drag off. You gotta drag off a hand.
Slow drag off.
I like to go outside. I like to catch them after they did all of the other, and then they go, oh, and you, and they be like, yeah, they didn't
and
love
you,
my nigga.
Yeah,
but they didn't I'll love tell you what, the worst is when you first started. So when I first went out with Capone and Brandon and stuff,
okay,
like, obviously,
shout out to Big Money Capone.
Yeah, facts. Shout out Capone.
Shout
man.
Out Cap.
You know, coming up, obviously I'm behind them, so I'm learning, I'm growing. So after shows, the first couple of times, oh my God, Brandon, you so funny. Oh my God, Capone, they see me. Yeah, you were something.
Take a lot of heart.
You gotta stand there. And I gotta stand there and listen to
you. You live to play another day.
But You stand there and you take it.
Yeah,
you stand
there. And now, and now it's not like that. But yeah. Back in
the beginning, you get tired of it after a while.
Right.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
I'm gonna get
ain't
funny.
Ain't nothing worse than when they be like, "Could you take this picture?
Oh, that's
could
the one. Yo, that is the worst one.
I used to take selfies first. You gotta remember me first, and then now it's the worst.
You know, another thing worse than that is you gonna have to take the picture, and it's a ski trip. So the chick got her titties out, and she got her titties on the other comic, and you gotta go.
And you gotta go. God,
are they still doing those? Do they still do ski?
That's how old I am.
They doing Lobster Fest now. Yeah, Lobster Fest.
I did one of those in Pennsylvania.
Maryland with
them? Nah, they went to Pennsylvania. The Poconos. One of those.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was fire.
You don't even get lobster. Yeah. There's no lobster up there.
There was no skiing.
No, there was no skiing.
People was getting tattoos. There was no skiing.
At a pool party, I was the only one in the pool.
Niggas was frying chicken in the room.
Which is... weird. So for the people that are understanding what we're referencing right now.
Give them the ski trip. Tell them about the ski trip.
Black ski trips.
Black ski trip.
And there's a thing that happens in the Poconos in Pennsylvania around these Holiday Inn and these Hilton. What do they call it? They're executive campuses, right?
Yeah.
For like people to do conferences.
Mm-hmm.
February was historically a slow month. Mm-hmm. For executive conferences.
So tell them what they did.
So these tours, these companies, they were called tour companies.
Tour companies.
They would send charter buses to the worst neighborhoods.
Harlem.
Like
Second Avenue.
Right.
In front of Wagner Project.
Right. And it's like.
This is pressure. Hey, yo,
somehow,
my man, you get on that bus, fam?
It's a weird pyramid scheme because it's like every hair salon, every barbershop, every prepaid legal motherfucker, anybody who just comes in contact with enough black people who don't get out of the hood, they go, hey, you want to go on this trip?
Yeah.
It's a ski trip. And I don't know how they sell black people on this because they get them because you got to make payments. Over like a 3-4 month period, man. So like,
Carl Thomas gonna be there.
Carl Thomas is always on the front of the flyer.
Gonna be there.
That is usually,
yeah.
That is usually what happens.
So,
okay.
Maxwell might pull up.
And older,
Lumi D coming.
An older R&B singer,
Tony Sunshine hosting.
Yeah, it's going. Yeah, like for women that are in their 40s, whoever was hot when you was in the teens,
Keith Sweat Brunch,
they gonna be there.
Keith Sweat gonna be at the brunch.
Bruh, and the marketing is so crazy. Yesterday, me and my girl was watching Angie Martinez podcast on YouTube. Shout out to Angie Martinez. But the algorithm is so crazy that when the episode went off, you know what came on? Juice. The movie Juice came on YouTube. Like, oh, I know your old ass going like this on a Sunday.
You know what I mean? Yeah, facts.
So they start marketing these things and people make these payments and then a bus comes to the hood the day of, and these motherfuckers are taking Jello shots. They getting fucked up at the parking lot, and then they ride up to the Poconos, and then they just put them in the hotel.
Hammered the minute that the first one I did was with shout out Kenny Wu. Kenny Wu took me up to Poconos. First one, he warned me because I don't drink or nothing like that. Yeah. He's like, don't ride the bus up. Drive by yourself because you're not going to be around everybody. And they were hammered from the minute they got off the bus. The whole time. Man, they had the pajama party night, which is just an excuse for the bitches to wear the short shorts and like little tank tops and stuff.
No skiing.
They're like, oh, you got a comedy show. We just talked to them.
And then the DJ is always trying to make his bones. The DJ want to be brought back on this trip every time.
Every time.
Spinning like a motherfucker.
He's spinning
before the show even starts.
Oh, he's throwing his own party.
So what sucks is the whole party is whole party on the dance floor.
I'm trying to do it again.
They've been on the floor since 7 o'clock. It's the most jumping party you ever seen.
And then they make what announcement?
And then at 9 o'clock,
they go,
everybody sit down. It's about to be a comedian.
We got some comedy coming
out.
Yeah.
Who is it? Cat Williams?
Is it Kevin Hart?
Is it Kevin? Because I don't. We jamming right now.
You can't even do jokes. You just do crowd work for 25, 30 minutes.
They don't even want to hear that. Nah.
And the crowd work.
They don't even want to hear the crowd work.
Could get you hurt.
You fucked up.
I made it out.
Somebody come to you after the show. Hey, my man, let me holler at you real quick over here.
Not the two finger with the
thumb
out.
This right here? Yo, my man, let me holler at you real quick.
Let me talk to you real quick.
Yo, how long you been doing this shit?
That right there is what I call anger. Anger's Clit.
Yeah.
That's Anger's Clit.
That's what
hey,
I mean.
Come
I'll
in
be,
real quick.
I'll be right over.
Not the angry. Not I'll be, Anger's Clit.
I'll be right over
not
there.
Not the Anger Clit.
I'm not going over there.
Fight, nigga.
I'm not going over there.
This, not the Angry Clit. Not this.
I'm going to go get a drink. I'll be right back.
Have you guys learned how to survive in those rooms? Are you still doing those things?
Or? I'm not doing them, though.
Okay.
I learned how to survive by not going.
Yeah. What was your method of survival?
Huh?
What was your method of survival? Do you remember?
While I was up there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talk about hood shit.
Yeah.
I talk about where we got, where the bus came from to pick you up at.
Smart.
I stick on that.
Smart.
I talk about the bus driver. I talk about the bus. I talk about
you know that's so because that's the only thing these motherfuckers can relate
that's,
to.
That's it. That's it. That's all. That's
so
all. That's all you got to do.
And then
I wish I would have known that when I started.
For the, and this is where I had to learn my crowd work because you got to be an artist at dodging the drunken outbursts.
Oh yeah,
because them outbursts is coming.
Facts.
There's no spotlight to shine it on them.
Facts.
There's no security.
You just got to be
nobody
ready for
gonna stop nobody from saying shit. Because even the people that work at the hotel, like
that's
nigga,
true.
You on your own.
Yeah,
it's like doing karate in the dark.
Yeah.
Another analogy. And 9 times out of 10, the outbursts don't got shit to do with what you just
made
said.
No sense.
Right.
It has nothing. Be like, yo, you ever, anybody hit Dayton? I love Patron. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was ornery, very ornery.
And what it is also most of those people never go anywhere. Like, you'll never run into that at a comedy club only because you'll never get that many hood people together. That's the other thing. They put them all at a table together.
Yeah.
Eight motherfuckers at a table.
That's
I don't know if you know this at the Cellar. They break up parties. Parties of six, getting broken down.
That's
can't
crazy.
Have more than four people
it's
together
smart.
At a table that
it
know each other.
It
otherwise, they're going to be unruly.
See how good they are about flexing? Like Dave talking about how he performs at the Cellar?
Yeah, I didn't say I performed there. I said that's what they do there.
Well, they did that with the plug thing. We put our plug out, and they had a whole screen of the shows all the way up until March. I'm like, yo.
Showing y'all how to do it.
Yeah,
we just trying to show you how to do it.
We didn't get the sunglasses memo or nothing.
No, we didn't get nothing.
Y'all just out there talking. Hey, man, you want to come to my comedy show? Y'all just at the...
You barking and shit.
Yeah, y'all just at the...
Comedy
stop.
Show,
hey,
comedy
wanna,
show.
You want to go? You want to see comedy? Cause I
saw Damien was doing the twirling sign the other day. He was twirling the sign.
I'm trying to help y'all out. You show y'all.
This nigga
you
was
know.
Acting like the comedy show was Metro PCS out this motherfucker.
What's
man?
The big rubber dude with the long arms out there?
He was a flailing too, man. Stinking Damien.
Comedy.
Tis the season for the clean balls.
Blah, 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 balls. Blah, 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 balls.
Hey, our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway.
Oh, snap.
For safe travels this holiday season.
That's innuendo. That's innuendo.
From stocking stuffers to white elephants, Manscaped products are at the top of every wish list. Grab some crop mops or your pops. Or the body buffer for the holiday lover. Win this year's white elephant gift and help all men in your life go from eggnog to nice hog this December by going to manscaped.com and use promo code NNFA for 20% off.
Dr. Seuss.
Hey, man, it's catchy. It makes you listen. I'm all for it. All
okay.
Right? Manscaped, listen, they got a thing going on here, man. I enjoy it now. My Monday morning routine.
So it's like a playoff landscape. Manscaped. Oh, all right. Oh, all right. Good. Got a hack and a jack.
I love it, man. And they got cologne to make you smell like a man
make
and
you
all
smell
your
good.
Down under parts, man.
With
so,
your smells.
Manscaped is here to make the holiday shopping a blast and by giving products that they love. So get the guy on your list, everything that he needs. Go to manscaped.com and use promo code NNFA at checkout for 20% off plus free shipping.
Oh, snap. Free shipping.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back into it.
Let's get back into the show. We love you guys. We love your hustle, guys.
It's a nice
hustle y'all got.
So
good time.
How has it been, man? You know what I mean? I mean, you guys tour with Capone. You do some shit on your own also, though, man. Uh-huh. But, like, what's that like now? Like, what is a Capone audience like?
The Black New York experience. Let me know in comment.
Well, not
because that's
Capone,
where I started.
Capone Eagles also outside of New York also.
Yeah.
So, like, what is...
I've only done Capone's in the city show. Well, actually, I'll take it back. I opened for him at...
It's a lot of assisted living people that come to these shows.
You know, because he's been around for 35 years.
Because he's been around a minute. So it'd be like an older crowd, but they bring their daughters who are young. So that's for us. You know what I'm saying? That's what we, you know what I'm saying? So it's more like that.
It is. You're starting to see that now. Like, I've seen Dale Hughley Hill sell out an add-on, and instead of adding on a later show, like, oh, here's a 4 p.m. matinee.
Matinee.
Wow. He at that level, you know?
That's when the assisted living come out.
I will say they're fun, though.
They're all fun.
They're fun because if you've ever seen Cap, you know he's off the wall, so they're ready for anything. Yeah. So we don't have to worry about a lot of the... Like in New York, you got to worry about the sensitivity in a lot of rooms. Out there, they're not out there.
They just laugh at whatever.
Yeah, which is weird that there's sensitivity in New York. I thought this was the city you moved to get callous.
Well, it's more diverse now, though. That's the thing. But there's so much diversity here. You got to pertain and, to each different personality. You know what I'm saying? It's really diverse in New York. When you go in the South, like when you go in Atlanta or whatever, it's strictly black. Or you go to Houston, black, or whatever like that. Here is so diverse. You got so many different nationalities.
Yeah, but it's not even the nationalities for me. Like I've done shows at the Stand where I'll be doing my thing for 10 minutes, and I have a joke about a transgender midget. The minute I say transgender midget, you just see all like the young 20-year-olds just.
Yeah.
Tighten up. Don't even hear the rest of the joke.
Yeah.
Like nothing. And they just, it's not even, I don't even think it's about race. I think it's just more about topical. Some people feel like they can't laugh at certain things because they're not being supportive of the cause.
Yeah. It's not there, man. Like, I don't know what young people are watching, whether they're watching raunchy shit on TV. Because remember, we grew up in the era of like, rated R movies. Like, facts. You know, I couldn't wait to, you know what I mean?
Sneak and watch this rated R movie. Yeah, right. Facts. That's a fact.
And a lot of times you saw shit that fucked you up, but you just had to deal with
that.
I can't tell nobody I saw that. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. You know? You ever have a nightmare from watching some scary shit and you just got to deal with that on your own?
Scream, when I used to watch Scream when I was younger, Scream scared the shit out of me, bro.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me.
You can't go to your mom and be like, I had a nightmare that nigga coming to get me. Like, what the fuck you doing watching that?
I could go to my mom if I was scared.
You want to talk about a flex now? How you feel about that?
I went to my mother when I was scared.
My mother sheltered me.
I didn't watch all that crazy shit. I watched all the horror movies.
How do you guys do with y'all moms, man? Y'all like honor and cherish y'all moms? Or?
Well, I lost my mom, so.
Well, rest in peace.
Yeah, thank you, man. Right. Appreciate it.
I haven't talked to my mom in a bunch of years. Well,
hell damn. Yeah, now that's the guy right there. By my
he pressing the button for you.
I'm getting some sort of drop or something.
Get
a drop. Oh,
damn it. All right. What's your beef with your mom, you know? What's the beef?
What y'all fighting about now?
You need to take off the sunglasses and make real eye contact for that shit. You can't even fake it.
Hey, what you and your mom fighting about?
I'm not faking it.
Like, at least pull it off and like, there you go.
What's your mom about, nigga? He said, RIP to my mom with his shades on. He didn't even go, man, RIP, man. It's a kept. Hey, RIP, man.
Nah, mom's going on with you.
My condolences. Go ahead with your mom.
Nah, we don't got all that time. But no, the short version is my mom kept a lot of things from me that caused me not to know a lot of my family. And when I got older and I got some independence from it and I realized it. It was pretty upsetting.
Well, wait. Like, was she protecting you from the negative side? Because you're Italian, right?
Nah, yeah.
So Italians usually
Italian,
fuck with their moms.
Forget about it.
My mom,
my dad peaced out early.
Okay. Like,
so, but that side of the family was always trying to get a hold of me. And I grew up thinking they wanted nothing to do with me.
Which,
as a kid, kind of hurts. You know what I'm saying? You feel like nobody wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And then when I started beefing with my mom about some stuff over, like, financial shit she tried to hide or whatever, I found them, reconnected with them, and they told me everything.
Yeah, like,
every birthday we would send you presents, every Christmas, and my mom just sent them back.
Yeah.
Never told.
This nigga's Antoine Esperanza. He's trying to outsob story me.
You can't outsob story Brandon.
What you about to tell us? Your mom died in your arms or some shit?
Man, it was so sad.
Die!
No, Brandon wins. I try to go first. Brandon wins.
Story, really.
Okay.
Come on,
you okay.
Try to go. Go ahead, B.
What's this? Yeah, I gotta hear this.
My mom. It's funny. I lost my mom. Not funny, but
it's not funny.
It's probably funny.
I was actually at Greenwich Comedy Club.
Okay.
And my mom had a brain aneurysm.
Okay.
So I had to get off stage, rushed home, and my mom was gone.
That's fucking hard, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it is. But and then my brother was there. My little brother. He was like
he was at the crib. Okay.
So he was like 8 at the time or whatever like that. So I realize like I got to take custody of my brother now. Like I have custody of him now and all of that.
Yeah.
But the funny part was like I watched my brother before. Uh-huh. Like watched my mom go out somewhere and she come back. I watched it, but I never watched. My brother before. So. That beats your story.
Wait.
Take that.
Do you remember how you did that night?
I actually was doing good.
I was doing good.
But I had to leave early, so.
You bailed on the set?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Shorty I was with came and told me, she was like,
like that, and I just dip.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That is the weirdest thing too, because this is what we do.
Yep. Facts.
So like, facts. You know, 365 out of the year, a good 300 of the nights.
Facts.
I'm on stage somewhere. Facts. You know what I mean? So like, chances are, when somebody expires, I'm going to be in the middle of making people laugh. You know what I mean?
As soon as I finish this punchline, I'm getting on.
I remember that happened to me once. I was doing a bar show there, like St. John's in Queens, man. And I remember getting the text, yo, we need everybody here. This person died. And I was like, I was about to go on. I was about to go on.
I remember that had to go on.
I'm about to go up. So what y'all trying to do?
And I never forget what's the nigga? Shit. I can't think of his name right now, and I feel bad that I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Who?
First nigga they pulled out the Tracy Morgan wreck. He survived.
Artie?
You know.
Artie?
Harris.
Harris Stanton was there with me. Harris was like,
he got the least amount of damage. Shout out to Harris. Got himself some diamond dog tags. Anyway, go ahead.
This is where you know when you comics, and this is why I poked at you a little bit, like, the nigga, how'd you do?
Yeah,
because
I
remember that nigga was like, yeah, nigga, that shit happens, man. I was about to go on when I heard Patrice die. You better be funny, nigga. Like, and it was just on some like, because I wanted to leave. You know what I mean?
Facts.
I wanted to be like,
your natural reaction is to leave.
Right. Yeah. And like, no, the host is like, going up to do the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember when I came off, you know what I mean? He was like, yeah, proud of you. You're a real comic now.
You gotta do it, though.
You gotta I mean, obviously, there's various levels of shit you're dealing with, but everybody has something that comes up.
Did y'all see Deion Cole's special?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, the way he closed that out, you know what I mean?
That's
the 1 year anniversary of my mom's death, and I'm out here making you motherfuckers laugh. So give the comics some love. Show some respect on these goddamn ski trips, nigga!
Ski trips need respect.
Bring lobster too.
Bring real lobster.
Real lobster.
Not that artificial shit.
Not that, the cut up shit.
Stop bringing me the red crabs.
Niggas making lobster quesadillas. Hey, this is lobster quesadillas. Nigga, this is the shit from the spot.
Yeah, we get a little.
Niggas bringing fucking tough shrimps. That ain't lobster. That's tough shrimp. That's overcooked shrimp.
Yeah. We'll throw artificial crab meat in anything.
Anything, bro.
I hate
anything.
That shit.
I don't eat it.
That shit gets me tight.
Artificial.
I don't eat it anymore. I used to love that shit.
I used to love it too, like the crab sticks from the Chinese restaurant.
Oh my god,
bro, kill those.
The day I learned
what artificial meant was the day I stopped eating artificial crab.
Wow. Not that real crab meat is any better, but
it's at least it's real.
Yeah, bro.
And then lump crab came out. Fuck,
where do you draw the line of artificial, or how do you feel about artificial ass and titties?
I don't like. I love the way they hang, man.
I can't do
it.
Nah,
I'm good.
I don't like artificial ass. I can deal with fake titties.
I can deal with the top. I can't deal with the bottom.
I can't deal with the fake titties neither, man. That shit is weird, bro.
I feel like it's about to explode or something.
But you had a bad set in your hand when the girl came in here.
I know. Ralph is standing outside the office right now. Can Ralph hear me? Natalie, tell Ralph to stick his head in here. Hi there, responsible adults.
What's
over
up?
The age of 21.
That's
living
me.
In states where Delta 8 is legal.
Legal.
You want to get high? Like really high?
Like how high?
Like really super duper legally high?
Legally high.
Well, then it's time to go to yodelta.com, where you can stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, man. Delta 8. What is Delta 8? Well, let me tell you. It's found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes and all of your getting stoned needs.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly because they might make you feel a little...
Get you a little crazy, there,
yeah, man. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
Delta 8 Gas.
And if you use promo code GAS,
GAS,
G-A-S, you're going to receive 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta that will get you super high.
Back to the show.
Ralph, stick your head in here. Come in here, Ralph.
Wait a minute.
Ralph, what's going on, man? Ralph is the owner of the company. Ralph, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
We're actually talking about fake titties right now, and I feel like you're a fake titty connoisseur. You put the first pair of fake titties in my hand.
Remember you brought the girl in?
Yeah. You're into fake titties, huh?
I don't mind fake titties at all.
You
don't mind them
either.
But why?
Why?
It's the ass that is weird to me.
I've never experienced a fake ass.
Yeah, me neither.
No, but
What I will say, the fake titties you put in Dave's hand that night, they were Walgreens titties. They weren't.
They weren't high.
Okay, were these bad titties?
They were off the rack.
That's it. They were bad.
Yeah. Off the rack.
So I got to get a better set of fake titties.
I have had fake tits that I didn't know were fake until after, and they told me that they had them fake.
Espionage.
That's how bad. That's how bad. Better they've gotten.
Yeah. So
they were so good that you didn't know they were fake.
What made them so bad though? Was it
rock hard?
They were rock hard.
I don't like that. I feel like it's going to explode or something.
When it's done, like it. Under the muscle or over the muscle, but you see like a line here under the skin because the muscle is being stretched.
Yeah,
Shannon, get in here. Show us your tits.
Show us your tits. Show us your tits.
Ralph has been on here 30 seconds and he's trying to turn it into an SDR.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, matter of fact,
show
you come
tits.
Up. Come
show
on, here.
Show me
your tits.
We're all getting canceled now. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, man. All right. Thanks for coming. I just wanted to find out and get your opinion on the fake tits. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Yeah. Still running?
Absolutely.
My next half is in Barcelona. I ran one in Iceland.
I just got Monroe Martin to run a half marathon. I know I inspired that. He's not going to tell us about it, but you know,
that's great. I love seeing it. I don't see you post your runs though, like me, like an idiot.
I don't post anything that I do.
All right, well,
that's right, boy.
Yeah,
I like that.
Hey, he called me the God for a reason. God don't tell you what he's doing.
I'm just a thirst trap running idiot.
Mysterious ways. Works in mysterious ways. No, thank you, Ralph. Young Ralph.
You run track?
No, so I got into
run.
Yeah, I got into
yeah, yeah, yeah. Joint.
I got
woke
into
up
that.
One day and I was running.
Yeah, absolutely.
And running, running, and running.
You ain't got no legs,
Lieutenant. Mama, I got a new pair of legs.
I know I'm far. Every time I catch myself, like I was in Arizona a couple months ago running in the desert, got scared.
In the desert?
Because I'm like, where the fuck am I going, dude? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
What are you trying to prove, bro?
I like to see the world now. But what I learned, what I realized about myself as far as how I got there is I came off of the motorcycles a couple years ago.
Gotcha.
So I used to street race motorcycles aggressively. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody knows I was a part of a club in Philly, Chrome Shell Posse, you know what I mean? One
I've
of the fastest
of
niggas
on
two wheels in Philly, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I've buried a lot of people, a lot of good people, friends of mine, and then it got to the point, one of the things that made me come off of the bikes was I got tired of young riders who knew my reputation dying trying to keep up with me. I might just try to come out to hang out, you know what
dope.
I mean? You know how, like, if a heavy hitter comic is out, you gonna put your best foot forward on stage.
Yeah, just
and
because,
the comic don't be there for that. He just there for the sport. Mm-hmm. That's what it was for me for the bikes. I ain't here for that. I'm just out here just riding. We doing a little ride. Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, a motherfucker go down trying to get off the off ramp before us to show us how fast he is. And that shit, you don't unsee that shit. You know what I mean?
I got tired
of knocking on motherfuckers' doors. I got tired of, you know, doing fish fries to raise money for people who got money for bikes but don't know how to bury themselves and all that shit. So I came off the bikes. I got off my bikes, all that shit like that. But I still had the adrenaline addiction.
You know what I mean?
And now I had to find somewhere else to get it.
So your legs or your bike?
Runner's high, runner's high.
Weird analogy.
I ain't gonna lie.
Weird
analogy. That was crazy.
I do cut through, like, it would, like if I'm running somewhere where it's crowded, I do cut through people a little bit. You know what I mean?
Motorcycle legs.
I had to find another way to
bike
replace
legs.
That feeling.
Uh-huh. So now that you said that, though.
Chrome shell legs.
Dave need a movie about this. Like, have a kid trying to ride a bike. He finds the old dude that was dope, like back in the day.
Fishburne was the guy, right? He's Lawrence Fishburne.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
Biker Morpheus.
Here's the reason why.
Because your daughter's not doing porn?
Do not Kadeem Hardison. That nigga was in the Raptor with no legs.
You were in the Philly Cheesesteak Cup, weren't you?
The Philly Cheesesteak Cup. That's kind of funny. The Philly Cheesesteak Cup for the bikes.
Yeah. Oh, nah, because he rode a Busa in that movie. I'm not a Busa rider.
I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
No, it's not. But a lot of people who race, they go Busa because 1300 is the biggest. It's the fastest. It's the fastest in a straightaway.
Shout out to my Uncle Thurman. He used to ride Busas. Now he rides that Ninja 14. Yeah. Mm. He rides that Ninja 14. My uncle right now rides that Ninja 14.
What I was going to say earlier was the analogy that you gave about the comedian shit. I feel like that's what Black Ass was. A lot of people were showing up there trying to show out because you guys was hosting.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
to get I was actually honestly that was my mindset when I went to do
a lot of guys.
You did fun.
A lot of people, if they didn't do well, their feelings were hurt.
Absolutely,
their feelings were hurt. Not even by the bomb, but usually by the comments. Mm-hmm. But of me and Derek after.
Yeah, yeah.
The set,
yeah, because y'all be OD'ing.
Y'all be OD.
Damn.
Y'all be wild. For real.
Hold on.
One time y'all OD'd on someone, I got mad. I said, these niggas is bugging, bro.
I will say this.
Yo, why they talking crazy, bro?
I will say this.
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Dave is not as bad. When I first met you, both.
Dave be wildin',
no, hold on.
Dave be wildin', bro.
I'm going to tell you what it is. If Derek pop off, I have no choice but to pop off.
You got to follow
off.
Up. Right.
That's
you
it.
You got to follow up.
Even that, because I've seen it. So when I first met you, I thought you was going to be the asshole, right? He's the asshole. Because what happens is I've seen it where the guy will not do well, or girl, whatever, come off. He'll just go right. You stink. You suck. Like you hard. And then you're like, yeah, you didn't have a great set, but like you'll get him next time. And he's like, no, you're terrible.
Nah, they don't next time.
Not here. Here's the thing. And a lot of times, it's not even always discussed. Like it'll literally be like Derek will go out front, smoke. Chill, be talking to people. I'm watching the show. I respect comedy. I'll watch a motherfucker struggle and be like, all right, let's see what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Derek will come and this is when he was over at Brooklyn Comedy Club. He'd stick his head in that curtain.
Yep.
And the sad part is, Derek will come like at a point. The man just got laughs 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but he came at the worst time. He came at the worst
because
time.
Because to him, if you're not laughing the whole time to him, you're failing. Especially if you only got 7 minutes.
Well, also, it was the aggression of how people would want to get booked.
Yeah.
And that was the other thing of
I see what you mean.
You're asking me
to get on, and now you get asking on for and you it. Do
and,
this.
I didn't ask.
And coming through.
I never asked.
Another nigga from Connecticut.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Facts. Like, where all right, man, all of this reaching out, you better
had a fire, boy.
It's like, this ain't.
He talking like it's weed. You better have that block work.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because here's the thing.
Like, you the one yakking about the product.
Here's the thing. You see what it was. It's a black lineup, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We usually put 6 black comics on a show, which is damn near unheard of anywhere else in New York.
And that's what the fuck
you might get one and a half.
That's true.
And I do mean one and a half. Because they will throw some mixed person up there to be like, that count. Yeah, like, all right?
Hey, slow down with the mix. Slow down with the mix.
I was pointing at the Air Force One. I wasn't pointing at you. I was going like that, listening.
We're already taking a chance by flipping the concept on his head. Like, all right, we're going to do 1.5 white people. You know what I mean? All right. So, boom, now we're doing that. But then it's a black audience. The black audience gravitated to it. Now, tell me, what other comedy club in the city do you see that many black people in the audience?
None.
Right. None. And that's not the first place that we took that show two. I'm not gonna say no names, but the show was turned down because they like it's not gonna sell.
Wow, that's all right. Crazy. Yeah.
So we done already went across the river because the show itself is not what's supposed to be happening.
It's unheard of.
Right? So now
spots in the city.
Yeah. Why is everybody clamoring to get on this show?
Mm-hmm.
This is supposedly not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You don't want to perform for black people. You don't want to perform with black people.
Uh-huh.
So why is it now? Like, trust me, I wasn't a popular person in comedy before this show started.
Gotcha.
Motherfuckers wasn't in my inbox like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why now I don't even check the shit.
Gotcha.
I don't even check it now. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Because it's weird, but that thing of people, they was pulling up like, yo, and then they're like,
it was like that.
Right, though. but here's part of it, though, because, you know, I fucking hate giving this guy compliments, but the two of you guys obviously have respect in the comedy world, right?
Yeah.
So if they got the stamp from Dave and Derek on that show, other people would talk about it, like, yo, they went up, they did their thing.
Yeah.
Like, it happened for me after I did your show the first time.
Right, and I truly wanted everybody to win. I always wanted everybody on the show to win.
Y'all set it up for the comedian to come up and kill, though. You know what I'm saying? It's set up perfectly to do that.
Right.
What you did. I mean, I did well, but what you did?
I had fun.
You flipped, you somersaulted that room.
Right. And that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I mean? It makes us notice you. It makes other people notice you.
I didn't know. Yeah, you apologized. He said, I apologize.
I didn't know.
Right.
Now I know.
But to go to what you were saying, though, about people hitting you up, I remember there was one day I was just there hanging out. I wasn't going to be on. And some guy, I forgot who it was bugging you to go on. So he said, all right, I'm going to put you on, but it's going to be later. And then you came up to me, like, listen, I want you to go up. I'm going to put Andre after you.
And it was another, there was like three of us. Like, I want you three to just do what you do and kill, because then I'm going to put this guy up after. If he can't follow you, he's never coming back here again.
Yeah.
Like, that's how Derek would set the lineup up, because he was so annoyed that the guy kept hounding him.
And some guy, I forgot his name.
Now, the weird thing about Derek is, Derek will still hound people about that bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you bombed, this the nigga that bombed in my show.
Yo, bro, but as soon as he sees him, though. He don't wait. He don't have an opportunity. He don't wait. Yeah. Bro, I was with him one time at the cellar. Some dude walked in that bomb. I'm not going to say his name. Yeah. But he was like, yo, that nigga bombed. We in a restaurant. Why? Yeah.
And that's the funny thing, because that's when they try to pull the, come on, man. We grown ups now. Yeah. They're like, no. That nigga not grown.
Yeah.
Keep teasing
this
it.
This comedy.
Keep teasing it.
Yeah. You niggas trying to take yourself so goddamn. Nigga, this the recess table. And I'm that goddamn bully to eat all the pizza. I'm going to always eat niggas pizza. Give me your fucking pizza, nigga.
That's the one thing that I do. It's like, I'm going to say I enjoy it, but I don't enjoy it. But it's a funny thing. Like, I do enjoy the fact that, like, people are nervous again like they were in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you need
because
that.
Because I was. When I came
though.
Up.
I was too, though.
Speaking of which, I was playing Capone's Rooms in Harlem. I was doing Smokey's Rooms in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
All niggas. Yeah. To the wall.
Yeah.
You got 3 seconds, nigga. We booing you the fuck out of here. And that shit was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, this shit is awesome.
Were you with us? There was one time, I remember Talon had a show in a laundromat in Mount Vernon. No, not in a laundromat. It was at a bar next to a laundromat in Mount Vernon. And Talon, Capone was the headliner.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's say the show started late. Let's say the show started at 8. Capone no better than to show up at 8.
Yeah.
So, like, we get there, and T start throwing the young comics up. So I remember it was me, Chris, and Monroe. We all went up and died.
Okay.
Died. Really? Like, boom, one after the other, right? But the crazy thing is, Capone come in while, like, Chris is on. So Chris the first one to die. Capone come in.
This is a comedy butcher
and Capone
show.
Is like,
he'll start lighting you himself.
No, he went and got a drink, but he walking around like he's adding to it in the room. So, like, the room is waiting for Capone to go on.
Yeah, to OD on y'all.
And this nigga walking around, he got a fur coat on, you know what I mean?
So it's like, dressing like that.
You can't not see that he's here.
Yeah, real coyote.
And Talon is like, well, me and Marone don't even want it no more. We like, Capone here, let him. No.
You gonna go?
Still gonna go up? Like,
get that.
And then to watch Capone go up and just kill off of, I don't know what the fuck that shit nigga, was. Yeah. These three niggas did, and it's just like, come on, man.
That's like, what gets me tight. When I'm getting cut on, like if I do bad or stuff like that, and I'm getting cut on, and the people in the crowd are just dying.
Yeah,
that gets me tight.
Yeah.
That gets me tight.
Talon taught me that shit. I learned that at 88 Keys. Back when my first Def Jam audition, 2007.
Yeah.
And I bombed. Oh.
For real?
Ooh, I ate it. I had a little Adidas jacket that had too many colors on it.
Too many stripes.
Talent came up there, did 10 minutes on my ass. I'm crying in the green room.
Yeah.
Marlon Randolph coming to me like, so what you learned, little nigga?
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. What was your reaction to that, though? How'd you come back from it after?
After, I kind of... And then Talon saw me and was like, shut up. Just watch that bomb off and come back tomorrow. Like, that was basically like, yo,
but you got up and did it again.
The only thing that I think balanced us out was we wasn't from here at the time. We were still driving up. So, like, we could take them bombs and then just go home for, like, a month and then come back. You know what I mean? Like, versus, like,
cool off and
you got to come back outside the next day. You know what I mean? Man. And that's the thing.
So, I had gone. It was my first time featuring on the road. I went to Chuckles in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
Right? God. Yeah, exactly. So, it's a notoriously hard room anyway. It was my first time featuring.
Extra black.
Yeah, it was. It was, like, the security guy was like, I was like, what's there to do around here? He's like, go to your hotel. Don't go anywhere else. Right? So, first night I go up. Now, he couldn't make it, which is why I was featuring. Normally, I host, he features. So, I was going up, whatever. I did not do well at all. Like, and I felt like shit coming. Like, you know when you get off the stage, you already feel like shit?
Yeah.
So, I walk right to the back, going to Capone, hoping to get some words of wisdom or some shit. He looked at me and goes, that is the worst I've ever seen you since I met you. And then walked away. Called Brandon that
Called
night.
Called me. He's like, yo, can you catch a flight?
He tried to get Brandon to come to
place. I can't get out there, man. You have to... Go off the rock
you
out,
to
bro.
Ship shape.
So the next morning, he called me.
Tighten up.
And Cap was like, yo, he's like, here's what you did wrong. Here's what you need to do.
Oh, okay.
So I said, all right. I went right to Walgreens. I got a notebook. I sat. I started writing. Did my whole set over and shit like that.
His palms are sweaty. Yeah. Weak. Arms heavy. Nervous.
But that's on Saturday, I didn't kill, but I did well to the point that people were coming up to him and like, yo, you got to bring him back next time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was one of those times I was like, oh, thank God. Because I didn't want to do two more shows after that.
That's good that he had that for you, though, because most people don't.
But he sticks it out.
You fired a host off of your album taping and gave them no explanation.
For real?
I got a call that was like, hey, can you come down here?
Yo.
I'm like, what's the matter? Yo, this host is fucking up my album recording.
She did.
Audience is trash.
I didn't drop the album.
And like, it was like a situation of like, I got the call between the 7 o'clock and the 9 o'clock show.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I was like, because in my
need
head,
you
I went,
here now.
Because I was pissed
right
off.
Now.
Because I was pissed off. I didn't call my friends in the first place. I'm like, why the fuck?
Yeah, why are you?
Trust y'all
to book somebody.
And I should have just had my goddamn booms on the show,
bro. I never felt so bad taking somebody's job.
I know you didn't feel bad. Shut up.
I didn't feel bad, bro.
Shades on, like, you can go ahead
now. We done
you
got that out the way.
I'm going to tell you this. This is where I'm... No, I'm not even setting it up. This is where I'm a pussy at. This is where I'm a pussy. I'm a pussy when it comes to girls, because I want girls to win in comedy.
Okay.
And it's not enough of them, so I feel like we do need to embrace that shit, but so to do that to a girl, and I'm just
But that's what a team thing comes in that I like about it. It's just Cap will stick with you. Like, even with Brandon's bomb story, I mean,
he's like, hey, no, let's make sure
we're going to put his... He's the only one that didn't say one yet.
Hey, you did it too. He's the only one.
He's the only one that didn't say one yet.
He was doing it too. That nigga was over there doing it too. Yeah.
You're the only one that didn't share one yet. You're the only one that didn't share one.
Nah, I'm not doing your bomb dance.
Yeah, you're the only one that didn't share one.
I did my bomb story.
I want Damien to tell it.
He wasn't there. It was before me.
Because I remember back when he was bombing.
before me.
Like when you was bombing, B, right? Remember
this
that?
Is a story he told me to make me feel better after I bombed. That's how that went.
Okay.
This was bad. This was a bad bomb.
Right, I'm listening.
So we was in Queens at like this auditorium, like a school auditorium.
That's already a fuck up.
Yeah, already a fuck up.
Queens Auditorium, Boomy. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hosting or whatever. Capone's sister works for some company or whatever. They throw in.
They make the platters.
They make the, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. So I'm hosting, right? I go up there. I'm just, you know, where y'all from? This and that. I'm not getting nothing.
Of course.
Nothing. So I said, all right, fuck it. I'm going to just go into some material.
All right.
I go to my material. I told the first joke, and some old dude in the audience said, shit, I got a joke.
Oh, no. Not the shit.
The long shit. I got a fucking joke. And I'm just, yo, it's so bad. So I got off or whatever. His sister said, don't go back up. So now they're doing it. The next comedian brings up the next comedian. They don't want me to go up no more. They don't want me to go up no more. So after the show's over, I'm young in the game. I'm like, shit, I'm supposed to get paid.
Nah, bro.
Business is business.
Yeah, they say, yeah. I say, they got that buck. I go to get the buck. Capone's standing there with his sister. And they talking, so I come up. I'm just standing. They casually talking.
You getting the progress report.
I'm waiting for my book. So his sister go, yeah, and looks back at Cap. She goes, why did you bring him, though?
Wow. And as I sat here and said, I like to take it easy on ladies.
Yeah, and she said, I'm not paying him. She goes, I'm not paying him. And Cap goes, you ain't getting paid, nigga, like that. And I was like, shit, well, number somebody got paid my bus shit or something. Nigga.
Wow. Here's why that's offensive.
Shut up. Okay, go ahead.
Only because men, I don't know whether you ever went through the braid phase. We couldn't do that.
Facts.
If a bitch braids your hair and this shit was trash, you couldn't be like, yo, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah, yeah.
She will call everybody on that block to fuck you up
to get
that
buck.
And
that
money got
to
come out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But women get to be like, I ain't paying for that shit.
I ain't paying for that shit.
That is wild. Yeah. That's a funny fucking story.
It was bad.
Bro, I mean, they asked for half my money back. I bombed so bad because I got paid before.
Yeah.
And then I went and I tried to escape. And they was like,
trying to run and shit.
And I got one of these. I'm eating the little salmon that they gave me. You should suck. I was
eating over there
like,
the plastic
like I was
knife.
In jail. Like I was in jail. And I got a tap on the shoulder like a fucking HR. I was wondering, can we get half that money back? I was like, nah. And then that's when I went the fuck off. And then the husband came. Because you saw me. I've been Derek Gaines the whole time.
Yeah.
I said, no. You set me up. I didn't know this shit. I went.
They started first. 48,
I said,
everybody.
You set me the fuck up. How you gonna put? I didn't know it was a white party. I'm here in an orange polo shirt. I didn't didn't know it was her 50th fucking birthday. And why the fuck y'all put me in the middle of the show? Yo, had the DJ say some comedy, nigga.
Come on.
I went in.
Come on.
And then the husband came with my wife. I was like, look, man. I did the 30 minutes I was slated to do. The food is really good. Food is really good.
Food at the salmon is fire.
And then he kind of saw, all right, my wife annoyed him. This bitch is annoying. Yeah. I'll lay up off him. And then I danced with some chick to the electric slide and then got off that boat and ran to the car. Got the fuck out of here.
I was bombing so bad, you could hear the air brakes on the bus outside.
Not the air brakes on the bus outside. Maybe the air in the building.
You know when the bus get lower so people can get up? You heard the rinse.
You hear that? That's fucked up.
Wheelchair access. You heard the wheelchair access?
We got to bring them back to tell more bomb stories.
Yo, man, y'all motherfuckers amazing.
All day. I could do this.
Yo, y'all niggas amazing. Yo, this is y'all, man.
Thank you for bringing us.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for coming through, man. Mm-hmm. One more time, tell the people where they can find each of you online if they're looking for you.
Facts. Yo, Instagram, you can follow me on Instagram, KingB_Reeves. And that's Facebook, Brandon C. Reeves.
All right.
You can find me on Instagram at Damien, DAMIENS Comedy. And on Facebook, Damien Speranza, SPERANZA.
Speranza.
Esperanza.
Right, yo, and check that show out at the City Winery, man. It's a dope venue.
These some funny
man.
Niggas, man.
Funny.
I put my stamp on them. I love you guys.
I appreciate it.
What night
of
the week is y'all? It's a one nighter. It's a one.
We're gonna do monthly. It's once a month on Thursday.
Okay. Yeah.
Once a month on a Thursday.
So be on the lookout for that, man. Check these.
You guys will definitely have to come through at some point.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Come to the winery.
Definitely, y'all gotta pull up.
Yeah, like a little winery. All
right.
Tell jokes at the winery. Shit.
Say goodbye to the people there.
They got Merlot.
See you later, everyone.
All right, Derek, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, you know I love y'all. It's the great boy. Go on the great boy on the Instagrams. I ain't got nothing else. Eat your vegetables. Talk to God.
And I'm the God, so follow me on social media. I'm Dave Temple on all platforms. Really matters. See you guys out on the show. No need for apologies.